KCRA News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An Israeli airstrike on a Beirut suburb on Friday claimed the life of Ibrahim Akil. That's a Hezbollah commander who had been in charge of the group's elite Radwan forces. The BBC's Peter Bechega files a report assessing the region's ongoing tensions.
Hezbollah doesn't have many options to give a substantive response without sparking a major war with Israel. And we've seen that Hezbollah has given indications that it doesn't want a major confrontation with Israel. And obviously, this is a group that is supported by Iran.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says that a Trump election victory in November would lead European allied countries to increase their own defense spending.
And it was precisely because he reminded them that alliances are a two-way street and that they're the ones who have the most on the line to spend money in order to defend Europe. It was a perfectly common sense thing to do.
Senator Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The beginning of the high school football season has seen a string of deaths. Armando Daigle, who's an athletic trainer at the high school in Baton Rouge, says trainers need to adjust to these hotter summers.
We are taking care of someone's most prized possession, and we have to come in every day thinking that, and that's our number one priority.
Meanwhile, a new law in California aimed at protecting kids online, especially from sites and technologies who would tend to addict them.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signs a law making it illegal for social media platforms to knowingly provide addictive feeds to children without parental consent. The legislation will take effect in 2027. The policies are part of a growing push in states across the country to try to address the impacts of social media on the well-being of children. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is SRN News. One senator issuing a warning, Michael Harrington reports.
Missouri Republican Josh Hawley says the nuclear family is under attack, and that's bad news for America. Speaking at an event organized by Coral Ridge Ministries, Hawley warned that the family, quote, is under assault from a bunch of our popular culture, but also from policy and from our government. I mean, we have a tax code that penalizes marriage. The senator went on to add that faith is the only thing that can save the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian pastor from California has been freed from China after nearly 20 years behind bars and is back home now in the United States. David Lin is 68 years old now. He had been detained after entering China back in 2006, was convicted there of contract fraud and sentenced to life in prison. That charge is frequently used by China against leaders in the House Church movement, which operates outside state-sponsored groups. This is SRN News. President Biden hard at work this weekend hosting a weekend summit with the leaders of Australia, India, and Japan.
Known as the Quad, Australia, India, Japan, and the United States are holding talks about the Indo-Pacific region and threats posed by China. The summit is not being held at the White House or Camp David. Instead, it's being held in Delaware.
This particular Quad summit will be the first time we've hosted foreign leaders in Wilmington, the president's hometown. And he's very excited about that.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says the president has made it a priority to invest in rebuilding America's network of alliances and partnerships across the Indo-Pacific. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Brazil is the world's leading producer of coffee beans. Vietnam, the second largest. Both countries now are grappling with above-average temperatures and drought, and that means their harvests this year are being threatened. That's already raising global coffee prices. More on these stories at srnnews.com.